It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, it wasn't a great start for the Barracuda. It wasn't a great start in the third period either. They give up three goals in just over 4.5 minutes to squander a two-goal lead, but they find a way to tie it up. And for the first time this season, in 11 tries, they win in overtime. 1-10 in overtime sessions this year. Just the second point earned this season in 15 games that have begun beyond the 60 minutes, whether in overtime or a shootout, as Tristan Robbins nets his seventh of the year. A block shot by Nathan Todd leads the break for Robbins, and he goes upstairs at 151. Barracuda win at 5-4. They outshoot the Roadrunners in the game 33-22. It was not a good start. 24 seconds into the game, John Leonard would score his 12th of the year on the game's first shot to give Tucson a 1-0 lead. But the Barracuda would settle down in the period. Tucson would put the first two shots on net. The Barracuda would put the next 11 shots on net in the first period, and they'd get a couple of first in the first as Mitchell Russell would carry the puck down the left wing and go upstairs for his first goal in the AHL to tie it up at 1-1, 4:31 of period number one. Nubucci scooped up by the Barracuda. Russell's over the line. He's got a step coming down the wing. Russell shoots. He scores! Oh, what a shot by Mitchell Russell. He goes upstairs, and he's got his first goal in the American Hockey League, and we're tied at 1-1. Beautiful finish by Russell going against the grain, glove side on Dylan Wells to tie the score at 1-1. Barracuda weren't done. About 4 minutes later, Gannon LaRocque would score his first in the American Hockey League as he'd pump one off the post and in from the right point to give the Barracuda their first lead at 8-10 of period number one. Announced the change on that first goal for the Roadrunners. It is Leonard's goal. Turnover force. Here's a chance for the Cuda and a good recovery. De La Pettori. But now Raul Woodtimer. They score! It's off the pipe and in, and the Barracuda have their first lead. And it's going to be another first AHL goal as Gannon LaRocque puts it off the pipe and in. And the Barracuda have a 2-1 lead. LaRocque, his first in the AHL at 8-10, gives the Barracuda a 2-1 lead, a lead they would take into the intermission. In the second, things would settle down, become a little bit more balanced. Each team would put 10 shots on net. But a giveaway by the Roadrunners would lead to Joe Carroll feeding Philip Bisted in the slot, and Bisted will rip it home for his fourth of the year to extend the Barracuda lead 3-1. Drew flicks it along, scooped up now by Roman Canal. Drew going after Vincent, gives him a slash to the hip. Drew right in his grill, and the officials just let it continue. Now Soderstrom, right wing side, he plays it. Picked off. This could be a chance for the Cuda. They control Bisted, one-timer, he scores! Joe Carroll feeds it for Bisted, who one times the puck past Dylan Wells, and it's a 3-1 lead for the Barracuda. Barracuda in a great spot at that point, leading 3-1. They would take that lead into the second intermission, but in the third, Tucson would not wait long to mount their comeback. At 1:05, Miloš Kelemen would bring it up the right wing after he got past Jeremy Bushler, and he'd rip one far side on the Barracuda netminder to cut the lead for the Barracuda down to one. Then Colin Tyson on the power play would tie it up at 4:06, his seventh of the season. And then seconds later, just 26 seconds later, Travis Barron would get Tucson back on top, his 10th of the season at 4:32. So the Barracuda reeling a little bit early in the third, but they'd settle back down. A one-face-off draw was fed to the point, and Mason Klee, an innocent shot from up top would find its way through for his first at the pro level.
Draw to the right side of Dylan Wells, 4-3 lead for the Roadrunners. Brown takes the draw, wins it to the point. Cleve will get to it, flicks it to the net, they score! It's tipped through, and we're tied at 4-4. That's going to be the first pro goal for Mason Klee as he funnels it through, and we're level at 4-4. The time of the goal at the 7:41 mark. It's our third AHL first tonight for the Barracuda.
Yeah, another first goal. It was a night of firsts. Three of the Barracuda's five goals were first goals in the American Hockey League as Mason Klee would tie it up at 4-4 in the third. We would go to overtime as neither team was able to take the lead back in regulation. And at 1:51 of the extra session, Tristan Robbins, after a block shot, would win a foot race to the puck. He'd work past the defenseman, Dilibatori, and go upstairs on Dylan Wells for the game winner. 20 left in overtime, tied at 4-4. Here's a shot blocked, poked along. This could be a chance for Robbins. Robbins turning on the Jets. Rolling puck scores! It's an overtime winner for Tristan Robbins. With 3:09 remaining in the extra session, the Barracuda were 0-10 in overtimes this year, but in the season finale. The time of the goal for Tristan Robbins in that overtime session at 1:51, his seventh of the season, and the Barracuda win the season finale as they take down the Roadrunners, a final score of 5-4 in overtime. The Barracuda's final record in 23-24, 24 wins, 34 losses, 10 overtime losses, and 4 shootout losses, good for 62 points. The Roadrunners fall tonight in overtime, 43 wins, 23 losses, 4 overtime losses, 2 shootout losses. They are up to 92 points. They have secured the second spot in the division. They will face Calgary beginning on Wednesday for a best-of-three series. Let's go over tonight's three stars. The number three star is Kyle Rau of the Barracuda. Rau finished with 2 assists, a +1 rating. He is the number three star. The number two star is Miloš Kelemen. He had a goal, 2 assists, a -1 rating, and 3 shots on net. He did not play last night, was a major factor tonight. He is the number two star. And the number one star, Tristan Robbins, who has held quiet until overtime. He pots the overtime winner at 1:51, his seventh of the season, and the Barracuda win the season finale by a final score of 5-4. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 48 minutes, 6,205 sought. Great crowd here at the Tucson Convention Center. It's summertime now for the Sharks organization as a whole. Development camp will be in July. We've got the draft coming up. Training camp in the fall, and we'll be right back at it in no time. But for now, the Sharks can recalibrate as an organization. They can reassess. More young players will certainly be joining the fold next year. What a great finish for Philip Biestead at 4 goals in 8 games, 7 points in his 8 games, a great showing. He'll be likely with the Barracuda next season. That will be a nice boost down the middle. It'll be good to have him all year long, and many other young players will certainly be in the mix next year as well. Good positive way to finish the season. Barracuda win it 5-4 in overtime as they take down the Tucson Roadrunners. That will do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to sincerely thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether they listened or watched, and we'd like to thank all those who tuned in throughout the 23-24 season. Truly an honor for me year in and year out to provide play-by-play for the Barracuda. Certainly don't take it for granted. This was one heck of a year for me personally. Just had an absolute blast. A huge thank you to all those who supported and helped get the broadcast on air. Got a handful of television broadcasts this year. So big thank you to my color commentators as well. Drew Remenda was absolutely outstanding this year. It's so much fun to call games with him. And a thank you to Scott Hannon as well, who joined us for a couple of games during the season as well. Look forward to bringing you lots of Barracuda content throughout the summer. Make sure to tune in to sjbarracuda.com/confidential for our podcast. We'll have interviews coming throughout the summer while the Barracuda get ready for another year next year. Until next season, though, that will do it for our broadcast coverage. The Barracuda win it 5-4 in overtime against the Roadrunners in the season finale.
Until next time, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Tucson Convention Center in Tucson, Arizona. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.